rubbish is what some people think of a proposal to cut Auckland's household waste collection from once a week to fortnightly. The idea is part of a plan to get the supercity closer to a zero waste vision, but the Auckland Council's already looking to can up to 2,400 public bins at parks and beaches and other places in a push to save millions of dollars. And some fear halving household rubbish collection will lead to a dirty city. Joining us now is Manurewa Papakura Ward Councillor Daniel Newman. Kia ora, Daniel. What do you think of the idea?
Good afternoon, Lisa. Well, I am still to be persuaded that's a good idea. I am not sure that my constituents understand what is potentially being mooted. And I think there are real risks because there is a potential for a lot of fly dumping.
Okay, a few things there. So if you don't think it's a good idea or yet to be convinced it's a good idea, you think it's a bad one?
I think it's a matter that comes with some difficulty. Look, I have to have an open mind here. I'm trying my very level best to think about how this could work and how it could be convenient and work for my constituents. It's going to be something that is going to be very topical, and I'm sure there's more people become aware of the fact that this is being proposed. Aucklanders are going to become quite hot on the matter.
What's wrong with it, the idea?
The idea is, in theory, is great because you obviously want to encourage people not to dump, but the reality is that some people will need to have that service more regularly than maybe you or I. And for those who need it more often but who don't have it, I am concerned about how they will manage their rubbish during the off weeks when they don't have that service available. I don't necessarily think that every alternate in terms of the food scraps is going to work. I think that there is a risk here that some people will struggle to manage that rubbish every fortnight.
Daniel, are you talking about bigger families or people who live in kind of communal living settings?
Well, I think that the larger households, absolutely, that is a potential risk. They would be front of mind for me, particularly given a lot of the families that I represent in South Auckland. I think that they will struggle if they go from a weekly to a fortnightly rubbish collection service.
And unintended consequences, is that what you're talking about when you say there's going to be more fly dumping? You reckon people are just going to chuck their junk on the side of the road?
I am very concerned about that because that is already happening in a lot of cases in parts of Auckland, such as the ward that I represent. I'm not saying that we're a dirty community. I just don't want our community to be dirty. I don't want it to be a place where people tip their rubbish out. I want people to be resilient and to have choice and to enjoy convenience in their life and their beautiful neighbourhood.
Can you please clarify this for me? Because I'm a bit confused. Is it about cutting waste and for environmental reasons, or is it about cutting costs? Which is it?
It is predominantly about cutting waste for environmental reasons, reducing and diverting the amount of waste from landfill, particularly with respect to food scraps. Now, which I support people diverting their food scraps through the food scraps recycling bin. Diverting that from landfill so we can turn that from waste to energy is a good thing.
But what if they told you about how much it would save? Have they given you any figures with this proposal?
It would look, it's going to provide significant diversion, which I think is great.
What do you mean? Millions of dollars in savings? Is that what you mean by diversion?
Well, no, diverting food scraps that would otherwise go to landfill. Of course, people are really going to have to pay the additional food scraps targeted rate for their green bins, which are coming out. The challenge that I understand is that the council believes, or some people within the council will advise that once you get the food scraps bin out there and people have diverted sufficient food waste, that they no longer need that weekly rubbish collection, therefore we can drop it to fortnightly. I'd think that that would apply in some cases, but not all, and I don't want to deny, I'm reluctant about denying my household's choice in terms of what's going to work for them.
Just before you go, very quickly, have they given you a number? If you go from weekly pickup to fortnightly, how many hundreds of thousands or millions will that save? Do you have a number?
Well, I couldn't quote you a number right now because, quite frankly, I'm not sure that the potential numbers that have been modelled are going to work, because I think when you factor in the additional fly tipping costs, I think that it will I don't think it's going to save money. I think it's going to probably come out about the same, but with the lack of convenience for households that have gone from weekly to fortnightly.
Appreciate your time. That is Daniel Newman, who's the Manurewa Papakura Ward Councillor.